We'd like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight someone who's been with us before, actually both of them, talking about an exhibit coming at the Depot, which is, of course, in Beverly Shores, opening July 9th at 5 to 7 is the actual thing. It's Dorothy Graydon along with Susie Vance, who's the executive director. And welcome to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, Dorothy, tell us about your exhibit. I think it's called Liminal Spaces, and we know that your art is inspired by petroglyphs. Just tell us a little bit about the background of that.
Oh, well, you know, I have been hiking out west for the past 30 years, and I hike to very remote canyons and boulders and mountains, and I've hiked everywhere from the Rio Grande all the way up into central Montana looking for petroglyphs, which are carved images or pecked images on the rock walls, as well as pictographs, which are painted images on the walls. And some of these sites are 11,000 years old that were continually inhabited for thousands of years. And so what I really like about it is the fact that there's you learn a lot about the people that lived a long time ago back then. Plus, you know, these kinds of things aren't in history books. And so it's a real learning experience to go to these places. And a lot of times I can see the art that the people had pecked on the walls, you know, 11,000 years ago. And then on top of that, there's something that's 6,000 years ago. And then on top of that, 3,000. So a lot of times at these sites, there are lots of layers and layers of civilizations that have lived in those places.
Dorothy, you named the exhibit Liminal Spaces. What did that mean to you? Because that's like liminal is like a transition space or a threshold. So what was your inspiration for naming it Liminal Spaces?
The reason I named it Liminal Spaces is because when I go to these places, there's almost like a sacred space that fills the whole area. And you feel like you can time travel when you're in these places. And so that's what Liminal Spaces means to me, is being able to time travel in the spaces before us and try to experience and hear what was going on at these places. For example, you know, people pecking on the rock or grinding stones or grinding stones with pestles and grinding corn and anything, other kinds of grains that they found, and the hunters coming back from their hunt. And I try and fill all my senses with being there 6,000 years ago and try to imagine what it would be like, you know, maybe children running around playing and, you know, that kind of thing. So the liminal space to me is that sacred space between dimensions, between the present and the past.
So is this a body of new work or is it a retrospective?
It's mostly new work. There are some works in there that are maybe two or three years old, but most of the work is new work. And I usually, well, for the past 6 or 7 years, I've been making my own paper at Andrea Peterson's paper studio in LaPorte. But because of the pandemic, she had closed the studio to the artists. And so I've transitioned to acrylics for now. And I'll probably go back to the handmade paper when she reopens the studio, because I really love making the handmade paper. It's so tactile. And
right.
But right now, there are some paintings in there that are newer that are acrylic on Arte's watercolor paper. Hmm.
Susie, tell us a little bit about, you just had the 5x5 exhibit. Tell us maybe about what's coming up in August, but how did 5x5 work out?
The 5x5 was fantastic. People were very supportive. We love selling original art for $55 a piece, and people love buying it and adding it to their collection. We had Christina Nowski, and she had the reception was lights out. There were so many people there. It was fantastic. And then we're having Dorothy. She's been every place else, but we've never had her at the Depot. So this is great. And Julie Kasnayunas, another watercolor artist, is coming in August. She's a local artist, self-taught, and she does beautiful renderings of the environment around us. It's really fun. But we're thrilled to have Dorothy come in to join us very shortly. July 9th.
You can, and you can find out information at what's your website and address where you're at, and tell us about the dates and times again.
The website is bsdepot.org, where you can actually see another interview of Dorothy. And the location is at 525 South Broadway in Beverly Shores. The opening is the 9th of July from 5 to 7. And wine and beer and soda is free for a donation.
Thanks. And Dorothy, what is your website?
My website is very simple. It's just dorothygraydon.com.
Well, we'd like to thank you both for coming on Art of the Air, Dorothy Graydon, Susie Vance, for the July 9th exhibit, 5 to 7 at the Depot. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.